Welcome to the Astral Projection Astral Podcast, brought to you by Ali Wiley. Hello everyone, this is OBE letter number 2, reproduced with kind permission of Bob Peterson. Check out Bob's website, www.robertpeterson.org. Here we go. Dear Astral Traveller, do you remember my last letter? I started out the last letter by saying, Dear Potential Astral Traveller, and in this letter I took out the potential. Do you know why? I want you to start considering yourself as an Astral Traveller. It's an illustrious title, don't you think? Say to yourself, yes, I am an Astral Traveller. Sure, maybe you haven't had a real OBE, or maybe you have, but soon you will be experiencing them, right? And since time is simultaneous, that Astral Traveller self also exists, with as much validity as you. You are that person. It's only a matter of getting from here to there in terms of time. You are a fellow Astral Traveller. Now isn't that good to know? There is a principle of psychology known as labelling. That's where kids will become dumb or smart because something their teachers or parents told them changed their image of themselves. And that change of image also changes their reality automatically and without fail. If you identify, I mean really identify with being an Astral Traveller, then you will achieve that goal. Your subconscious will say to itself and its reality, oh, you mean I'm an Astral Traveller? Well, I'd better start acting like one and shape up and have more OBEs. Your subconscious is very good at shaping up. Ever noticed? A person under hypnosis can heal him, herself, instantly. Powerful. Okay, if you remember, in the last letter, I wanted you to think to yourself, I'm hell-bent to have an OBE. If you were raised a Christian of sorts, you may have hesitated at that point. Maybe you thought to yourself, what if I am hell-bent? What if there is hell? And what if all this OBE stuff does get me into some sort of spiritual trouble? What if I'm breaking some sort of cosmic law? What if? Well, I was raised as a Catholic, so I had to face all these issues in my mind before I really allowed myself to have an out-of-body experience. If you don't have these problems, good, but it won't hurt to think about them once again. My reasoning is this. Why do I want OBEs? Because I want to be spiritual. I want to experience firsthand. And will God damn me to hell for that? No, because my intent is good. As long as you are pursuing spirituality in your own way, God's not going to condemn you. If she, he or it does condemn us for being spiritual, he, she or it deserves to be impeached. And I guess I'll see you in hell. To me, it's worth the risk. You've heard the old saying, curiosity killed the cat. Well, it's all a vicious lie. In fact, the proverbial cat knew when its time was up, it chose its death, and it was just trying to have as much fun as possible, right up until the end. Yes, fun. It knew the risks, and it took them. It knew it was going to die, so it decided to live it up to the very end. My handy American Heritage Dictionary defines curiosity. 1. A desire to know or learn. 2. A desire to know about people or things that do not concern one. Nosiness. 3. Something that arouses interest, as by being novel or extraordinary. 4. A strange or odd aspect, fastidiousness. It also says curious comes from these Latin roots, curiosis, careful, inquisitive, and cura, care. Well, yes, we do have a desire to learn. OBEs arouse interest. They are novel and extraordinary. They can be strange or odd, and we do care about these matters. The opposite of love is not hate. It is uncaring. We care enough to risk everything for our spiritual knowledge and development. How did the proverbial cat die, anyway? Maybe it saw Pandora's box and was curious. It decided to look inside, regardless of the danger. It opened the box. Some monster jumped out and killed it. What then? Then it peacefully left its body and walked away from that body happy, because its curiosity was satisfied. In other words, no guts, no glory. Okay, let's assume it's all right with God that we leave our bodies. Suppose there really are hells out there on the astral plane, and it's not just a scare story. And suppose you somehow get lost and find yourself in one of them. What then? It's just like smoke inhalation, or heat stroke, or any other damage to the physical body. What happens to an angry child when he tries to hold his breath until he dies? Provided he doesn't give up too soon, he will pass out or faint, and his subconscious will take control and resume breathing normally. When your conscious self is not able to handle an experience, your subconscious is. If you find yourself in an unpleasant astral encounter, You will faint or pass out. Count on it. Remember how powerful your subconscious is. It's old hat to the astral world. It's been dealing with the astral world for centuries. Anything you can dish out, it can handle. It's only the physical body that can't take punishment. While out of your body, you can't be harmed. And what about the body while you're gone? Don't worry, your oversoul has made too big an investment in that body to let go of it so easily. Your oversoul knows what's happening to the body at all times, and if anything disturbs the body, once again, you'll pass out and be brought to full consciousness again. Your subconscious deals with that every time you go to sleep. It constantly monitors your body. If anything happens, you'll be pulled back instantly. Yes, instantly, since time and space are illusions. It won't take any time at all to return. Now that's settled, I want you to do a little experiment, just for fun. When you've done listening to this, sit up straight in a chair, close your eyes, and very slowly and very gently start nodding your head, yes. Now don't analyse any of this, just try to feel that rocking sensation. Memorise that feeling of gentle swaying. Pretend that your whole astral body is also swaying, just like your physical head is swaying. There is a point of balance, and if you nod your head, you will tend to lose that and feel slightly disoriented. I want you to do this several times today. Also, try moving your head in small circles. This is good for many reasons. You should get used to being disoriented. Memorising this feeling will help to induce OBEs. Until the next letter, Bob. Thanks for listening. Come and join me at Ali's Astral Lounge, www.astralprojectionlounge.com. See you there.